The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com, get more details on how you can join their team. Will Brinson joins us in about an hour. That's coming up at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's a senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com. Always love talking to him. We wanted to dive into the current playoff chase in the NFC. And how concerned are you if you're a Commanders fan and you see the Commanders sitting in the 7 hole right now, but the Rams are gaining steam? They had a big win yesterday against Buffalo in just a wild shootout game in Los Angeles. They're now at 7-6. The Falcons, they're kind of going the other direction. They're leaking oil at this point. They look like they might be a playoff contender, but the most recent losses and Kirk Cousins, you know, downturn in play and propensity to throw picks has them kind of teetering. They're sitting at 6-7, as are the Cardinals, who dropped an important game yesterday to the Seahawks. How concerned are you, especially about the Rams' current surge? 800-636-1067. If you're a Commanders fan, to get a little bit worried about your standing.
Yeah, let's touch the people. 800-636-1067. So if you look at the Rams, they're not just chasing a wild card, they're chasing the division. Mm-hmm. And they do still play the Seahawks in week 18. They've already beaten the Seahawks. So if they beat the Seahawks in week 18, they sweep them. And that could mean the division for the Rams. So that would put Seattle in play too. So if you look at the NFC West, just in general, you've got obviously Seattle leading the division. You've got the Rams, who are pretty hot now that they're healthy, just a game back. You've got the Cardinals, who've lost three straight, but Washington has the tiebreaker against the Cardinals.
Right.
And then the Niners, who, look, the Niners played well yesterday against a bad Bears team, but the Niners are on their fourth running back. Debo Samuel does nothing for them. Their offense is basically George Kittle right now. And
Juwan Jennings has been, pretty good too.
Juwan Jennings has stepped up to be their leading receiver.
Yep.
But now that they're on their fourth running back, Patrick Taylor, and they got a tough schedule too, because they still play the Rams, they still play the Dolphins in Miami, and they still play the Lions. So I'm going to kind of toss them out.
I would be concerned about this Rams team though. Like when they're healthy and
they're
Nakua
legit
and Cooper Kupp are both out on the field together,
they're legit.
They're dangerous. And Kyren Williams is just having another fantastic season. That guy seemingly scores a touchdown.
Yep.
Basically every week. Scored two more this past weekend. And they're starting to work in Blake Corum, the
yes.
rookie, a little bit.
He looked pretty good yesterday.
Look, when, you know, Kyren Williams had 29 carries in the game yesterday.
Yep.
And he's
That's
a guy,
too many for him.
He's had some injury issues in the past, so I understand Sean McVay and that offensive staff wanting to work in a younger guy to try to spell him. Mm-hmm. He had 8 carries yesterday, averaged 4.3 yards per carry. So, you know, that rushing attack paired with Stafford and those two receivers, it's pretty dangerous.
I agree.
Now, you'd have to be worried about the defense that's allowing 42 to the Bills. Now, the Bills are, you know, one of the better offensive teams in the league.
Yeah, so I mean, Josh Allen is...
You can kind of give them a pass.
He's pretty damn good.
But that offense, especially if you're not going to sack Matthew Stafford, like he wasn't touched yesterday, 0 sacks in the game, didn't throw any picks, and he can just, you know, slice and dice you with those receivers, that's a pretty potent offense that you have to deal with.
The Rams still play. Now, the Rams have a short week, and they're going to play in San Francisco on Thursday night, which is an elimination game for San Francisco. Maybe not for the Rams, but certainly for San Francisco. And they still play the Cardinals and the Seahawks at home to close out the year. They got to sprinkle in the Jets on the road, and the Jets suck. So they should beat the Jets, but who knows? It's a road game.
So if you're a Commanders
fan, you're
going
coast to coast.
You're a huge Niners fan this upcoming Thursday night. You're rooting hard for Kyle Shanahan and company to upset the Rams.
Correct. The way I look at it is if Washington can just somehow get 2 wins minimum in the final 4, I think that's going to get them that 7th wild card, because I think Tampa's going to win the NFC South, considering how much better they're playing than Atlanta, and they've got a pretty dicey or easy schedule to close out the year as compared to the Falcons, who've lost 4 straight. Now, Drabby points out the Falcons have a really easy schedule in terms of opponents' records, because they play the Raiders, 2 wins. They play the Giants, 2 wins. They play Washington here, and then they play the Panthers, 3 wins. But they're playing so bad, they could lose to any of those teams. You would assume they're going to get right at some point, because the teams that they're playing are really horrible. But, you know, they could go on the road against the Raiders, and Cousins could play like butt, and they could lose that game. Giants could cause them problems just because the Giants have a good defense. So, and then, obviously, when they play Washington, that's going to be the head-to-head tiebreaker. I just think that if Washington gets 2 wins, starting with New Orleans, this is a big game Sunday. This New Orleans game is big.
It's a huge game.
Even though the Saints aren't great and they've only got 5 wins and they looked dicey yesterday offensively against a bad Giants offense, this is a big one because it's on the road. Now, Carr is not going to play in this game because he broke his hand. But still, it's a road game. You're coming off a bye. You have no idea how the Commanders are going to react to this. I would assume they're going to look really fresh. It's going to be a high-energy game for them, and I think they'll win. But this is a big one, considering all those other teams that are chasing them.
And the Saints, even though they lost their quarterback, they've won 3 of their past 4. So, like, getting rid of Dennis Allen and having that new coaching staff, that energy, it has helped them.
Yep.
They beat the Falcons at home by 3. They smashed the Browns, and they lost a game to the Rams. And then they just eked by the Giants yesterday. So, look, you lose your starting quarterback, you have to hand the keys over to Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener. I don't like your chances. Especially with Jaden Daniels, with a week of rest. If he had any lingering issues with the rib injury, those should be in the rearview mirror at this point.
And Lattimore.
He should be 100%.
Lattimore should be healthy for this game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic, because that's who he came from. That's who he traded for. But the other thing you have to look at is conference records. Since the Commanders didn't play the Rams, well, so there's no head-to-head tiebreaker, but there is conference record tiebreaker, and the Rams have a 4-5 conference record, and the Commanders have a 5-3 conference record. So that's a pretty sizable lead in that tiebreaker. Cardinals, you have the head-to-head. Niners, like I said, I don't think they're going to be a factor. The Falcons have a 6-3 conference record, but you play them, so that would be the tiebreaker there. And then, of course, the Buccaneers have the tiebreaker on Washington, but I think the Bucs are going to win that division, which will put them out of play. So I just think if you get to 10 wins, that's going to be enough to get that 7th wild card.
800-636-1067 is the number. Are Commanders fans starting to get worried about the push from some of these other NFC teams that are jockeying for that last 7th spot in the NFC playoff picture? The Commanders coming off a 42-point performance against the Titans. I wouldn't expect them to have that sort of outburst against the Saints on the road, but hopefully this offense is able to score 28 to 30 points, and that should be enough to beat, let's be honest, it's an undermanned Saints team without their starting quarterback. Like, I'm sure that Dan Quinn and the coaching staff are going to stress to their guys, we should win this game anyway, even with Derek Carr starting. We definitely have to win it with either Rattler or Jake Haener under center.
Yeah, this would be a bad loss.
Like, if Alvin Kamara gets the ball 30 times and rushes for 150 yards and they win the game that way, mm-hmm. like, then you tip your cap to the Saints. That's kind of their only way that I see them being able to beat this Commanders team. But Kamara was completely held in check by the Giants this past weekend.
Giants held the Saints to 2.8 yards per carry.
Right.
But I think this is a game that you have to win, that you should win. If you lose to the Saints with a number two quarterback or a number three quarterback, that's just a really bad loss. And then you absolutely put someone like the Rams in play or the Seahawks. So those are the two teams that I would think that you're kind of battling, the Seahawks and the Rams, mm-hmm. because you've got a pretty nice lead on the Falcons in terms of your record. You got two more wins than the Falcons, and they are just playing awful football right now. So I think the Seahawks and the Rams are the two teams that you're kind of fighting.
Let's go to Kevin in Waldorf, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Are you getting concerned about some other teams trying to grab that number seven spot away from the Commanders as the Commanders were on a bye week? Kevin, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, Junkies.
What's up?
First-time caller.
Okay.
My supposition is still this. As the adult in the room, let's curb our enthusiasm. Let's get win nine
mm-hmm.
and let the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. But if we win nine games from four games, the process is working. The recalibration is working. The foundation is being laid. Should we be able to beat Atlanta? Sure. Like y'all were just saying, 10 wins should put you in there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
I understand what you're saying, Kevin, that you know you get nine wins compared to four last year, and you overhaul the roster, and you got a rookie quarterback, new coaching staff. That's a great upswing in terms of your trajectory for the next few years. Mm-hmm. But I got to think right now, you're not just looking for nine wins and a positive upswing.
Right.
You're looking to make the playoffs.
Sure.
This is a team that should make the playoffs based on how they've played and who they're playing to finish out the
season.
Your
expectations get altered.
Correct.
When you have an 8-5 record heading into the bye week.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with nine wins and missing the playoffs based on how they've played so far.
No, these guys want 10-plus wins. I mean, I think they could win the season-closing game at the Cowboys, especially if the Cowboys are completely dead
sure.
and out of things. Like, I don't know how the next few weeks are going to play out. Or Dallas, mm-hmm. let me pull up their schedule.
Dallas is, you know, obviously playing well now, but I think when push comes to shove, and then, you know, they got a couple pieces back defensively, mm-hmm. which helps them.
Well, they
but push comes to shove, I think that Washington, if the game meant something, Washington can beat Dallas, even though it's in Dallas.
They host the Bengals tonight on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Then they're at the Panthers, and the Panthers have shown that they're not an easy out. They're going to battle you, and Bryce Young is playing better. Then they host the Bucs a little bit before Christmas on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Then they close at the Eagles and then hosting the Commanders on January 5th.
All right, so they got five pretty tough outs to go.
Yeah.
And you would think that they would have to sweep that to get to the playoffs and get to 10 wins.
I still have a hard time buying, even though he led the Cowboys to a win here, I have a hard time buying into Cooper Rush getting this team into playoff position when they're sitting at 5-7 before tonight's game.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, their playoff chances are probably very slim.
Yeah.
In terms of the percentages in the Vegas books, probably under 10%. And that would mean Dallas would have won seven straight. I mean, they go out and sweep to get mm-hmm. to 10 wins. That's seven straight wins. I don't see it.
Yep. Let me check the Rams 49ers spread at this point. Niners are laying 2.5.
Yeah, games in San Francisco.
Total's 48.5.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, the Rams are just totally different because of those two receivers.
Completely.
And they've got a good running back, and they've got a legit quarterback, well coached. They've got confidence. And I guarantee you they're talking about winning the division.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. They're not talking about just getting a wild card.
Yeah, they want to win the NFC West.
But Seattle's hot, too, and they've won four straight.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the big news of the day. Juan Soto signs with the New York Mets for record-breaking cash. Another national star signs elsewhere. We'll get into, will the Nats ever start spending like they used to? And we'll focus in on Juan Soto's new deal with the Mets next.